You can have an attack that just swipes your information and takes that to use in nefarious ways. But with ransomware, the ask is that you have to pay to get your information either unlocked, and they may unlock it and give it back to you, or get sold on the dark web. Average cost to small businesses as well as small farms is about $80,000 in ransom in order to recover their data. Nobody has that kind of cash lying around. Now, we've long been a target here in food and agriculture, but there's been a real uptick in the first quarter of 2025, especially year on year to 2024. If you look at the Food and Ag ISAC, which is truly an organization that talks about web security, and this, they are getting their data through a combination of open source sites, dark web monitoring, member sharing. They're seeing attacks have been about 84 of them just since January to March. Again, double what we saw last year, but they're higher profile. South Africa's largest chicken producer, that cost the company $1 million in ransomware. A largest dairy producer in southern Siberia, also another $1 million. Why is ag being targeted? First of all, food security is national security. Also, we have much more legacy equipment and industrial controls in industries like ag, food manufacturing, etc. And also, this ransomware's share of the attack, well, now it's about 53% of ransomware attacks are coming after our food industry. That's a high number.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, it always amazes me that these people get by with it. I mean, people just make the decision that, you know, the cost is just too much, that they actually pay it, but we never catch them, do we?
Rarely. But also, many people don't report it. There's a stigma to saying, my farm was caught in a phishing scam or was caught in ransomware. I don't want to go to the coffee shop and tell people. I mean, you hide this as close as you hide your corn yield. And so for that, folks aren't reporting it. And so there's less chance to try to track it down. Also, if you as a farm are attacked, who do you call? Most often, you're not even sure who you would report that to. Although there are people where you can do that.
What is typical for those size operations that are getting whacked here from this ransomware? I mean, do they have, a IT partner? Or is this a case of everybody out of strengthening all their passwords and all the cybersecurity protections they possibly can? I don't know for this for sure, but I think a lot of farm operations sort of kind of as big as they are, kind of operate like, ah, shucks, mom and pop operations like they have forever. Mm-hmm. But this is a good example where you really need a top-notch partner in IT, don't you?
Often we think to ourselves, oh, I'm small potatoes. Nobody's coming looking for me. But they are. And in fact, it's a little bit horrifying every time Chris comes on air with me because he talks about the things that we thought were safe and were doing us good. Norton antivirus isn't cutting it anymore, folks. We have to start looking for more effective ways. We can't just be using our favorite Gmail address or AOL for some out there, Yahoo, because when we send information to our insurance agents, to our bankers, to our farm partners, that's being watched. And there's already been something, a malware that's been attached to your computer that is watching the information that you send, and it's being carefully snipped to be used against you in a scam.